My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Like, there at least is that buffer. But I mean, we're in also like a weird spot of, could the ACC be a one bid league on whatever Monday? Sunday morning, because whatever. Let's say Sunday morning, can they be a one bid league?
And that's where I was going to go with it, because we assume Georgia's going to beat Clemson. Florida State has already lost. If Miami loses at Florida, then your three preseason top 20 teams are all sitting there at 0-1. And Florida State was your only preseason top 10 team. They may not even be ranked once the new AP poll comes out. Miami wouldn't be ranked if it loses at Florida, and Clemson may hang on in the polls even if it puts forth a respectable showing against Georgia. We'll put it that way. So there's at least a chance you have all three of those teams unranked, all three of them 0-1. And those are your playoff contenders. Sure, maybe a Louisville could sneak up and win the league, or a Virginia Tech and back their way into a college football playoff bid. But it could be really, really bleak for the ACC coming out of this week. I mean, that's another reason why that Miami-Florida game is so huge. It kind of feels like the respect of the entire conference rides on the outcome of it.
Well, and then I know it's not technically ACC, but it's like if A&M beats Notre Dame, well, Notre Dame has the scheduling agreement with them. Like that could take another dip. I guess I want to close here, though. The other big game, of course, Sunday night, LSU-USC. The line is just dancing all over the place. I think it's now settled at 4 for LSU. Which side stinks more? Because I know this game's a trap, but I can't figure out which way it's a trap.
Right. I lean towards thinking LSU gets it done against the spread straight up. It's just no faith whatsoever in the USC defense. And you could rightly say that LSU has a ton of questions to answer defensively as well. It just feels to me, though, like we know more about LSU. And it's not a matter of talent. You know, Blake Baker has been a really good coordinator in the SEC at Missouri over the last couple of years. Just more faith in the talent and on the ability at LSU than at USC. But it's a fascinating matchup. I don't know that I trust Lincoln Riley and D'Anton Lynn to put out a defense that can hold LSU under 40 points.
Buddy, we appreciate it, man.
Yep, no problem.
That is David Cobb of CBS Sports. When we come back, we're going to get into the list. The Steelers have named a starting quarterback. We'll tell you about that decision. Also wanted to get into the Connor Stallions air quotes documentary. We'll talk about all that. Also, We've got some anonymous quotes about NFL quarterbacks from players in the league. We'll do all that when we come back during hour number two. Stick around. You'll listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Let's go with Connor Stallions.
You just made the list!
All right, so last night I watched Untold. I guess that's the series that they're going with from Netflix, the Untold series. And I won't give too much away, Kevin.
All right.
Here's what I would tell you. If you are bored and you want to view it as a kind of like a look into the deepest, darkest parts of A, the internet, and B, college football fandom, mixed in with a dose of a militarily trained person, probably with a personality disorder. Very good watch. Pacing's good, whatnot. Here was the one thing, though, that has really upset me, and I think this is largely, they also do the, I've noticed Netflix will do that on a lot of these, air quotes, documentaries. They will present, if it's a 90-minute episode, they will present 125 minutes or whatever, an hour and 25 minutes right. of this one narrative, and then they'll cut in and go like, oh, of course it wasn't that. It was really this. This idea
the credits roll, yeah.
that the University of Michigan only had a 3-year run in football because Connor Stallions was good at stealing signs is absolutely absurd.
Right.
I texted Mark last night. I texted him. I go, can you look up how many Michigan players have been drafted over the last 3 seasons? He came back. 35. and another 15 had made rosters. So maybe it more coincides with this. 50 NFL guys were on a team?
Right.
Like
that, but the documentary was telling, I guess, trying to emphasize, you know, there was about the sign stealing, right? So I guess they're trying.
It's mainly about, I would say it's more about Connor Stallions, the person. Because, and also they kind of had to do it that way because he seems to be the only one willing to talk, with the exception of, I got to look up the guy's name. Brohio. This is a gentleman that lives online and wanted to have his voice changed, sunglasses, ski mask, everything, to protect his identity because his mother had gotten death threats for the things that he had written online. Excuse me, the truths that he had written online. And so they kind of explore all of these wild, some rumors, some things were like half truths, some things that were maybe true, but no one really proved it one way or the other. It's really like kind of an exploration into message board culture and like how that has impacted like college football investigations and whatnot. And keep in mind, this is somebody that has covered a NCAA football investigation that was largely driven by a rival team's scout.com writer. Like he is
right.
Big. I mean, in the end, Hugh Freeze got fired from Ole Miss because Steve Robertson found phone calls from Freeze's university phone to hookers. Like that's a big part of it. Also, he was a huge part in the investigation. So like I've seen this like this culture to a certain degree. The thing though that's so obvious the whole time is Michigan or Connor Stallions wants this to be the narrative. The narrative is Michigan was not stealing signs until I got there. Everyone else was stealing signs. Therefore, Michigan was at a disadvantage. I came and leveled the playing field. And there's also this subculture in college football amongst people that do the same thing that Connor Stallions does, that they share information and whatnot.
No, but you watched this. You did not watch it with your wife, right?
I watched the first part with my wife and the funny part where she's like, it's kind of like they're trying to say he's Rain Man. And then his dad comes on and is like, well, you know, it's like he's kind of got some Rain Man in him. And so like, but.
Called that one. But I was just like, well, there's the, you know, because these documentaries, because it's not a, just the true crime documentaries, but like, it, you know.
This is not a Ken Burns documentary.
Crime. It's true scandal, but.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State fans want to be very clear. This is a crime. Like, yeah. That is the other thing. Is like, and it does start off with a truth, which is in the world of college football, when you start losing to your rival, you just immediately assume they're cheating.
Correct.
Like that's it's not we got beat. They're cheating.
I mean, a lot of these Netflix these sports documentaries of this, like, you know, or any documentary with any topic, they try to, you know, educate the general audience a little bit on what's going on, right? So they gotta.
Yeah, I mean, they try, and I'll say this, like, sometimes you'll watch these types of things and they dumb it down too much.
Right.
And where I will give this one credit compared to the Florida one, the Gators under Urban Meyer, this is not, it's the world according to Connor Stallions in the way that he wants to tell it, which is clearly he's being very clever and like he thinks he's being very clever and he's, you know, he's clearly like someone that's so blindly loyal to Michigan, like he's trying to spin the story that makes Michigan look the best. But this is not like produced by Jim Harbaugh Productions, like, which Urban Meyer was a producer of the Florida
right.
one. Can't believe they didn't delve into certain topics. Can't believe that one was disappointing. This one was more similar, I'd say. Did you watch the Manziel one?
I did not watch Manziel. This
one's more similar to that one in the sense that Manziel was the feature character, and Manziel told his story, and maybe he made himself. Although Manziel at times, like Manziel, the other thing that's interesting about Manziel is because Manziel's in recovery, and Manziel's clearly you can tell part of his sobriety is being honest with what he did and whatnot. So he is a little bit more open, but there's other things that Johnny was talking about that was clearly spun towards Johnny's point of view, which is fine. Right. Like, that's interesting to me. This one was more that.
But it seems like these docs are right up your alley, because, like, you do like the...
Tell
your story. That's the theme of the show, is tell your story. And that's what these docs all seem to be. And coming from... the world of professional wrestling, where I spend a lot of my focus, I watch all these wrestling documentaries, right? Like, that's the most wrestling I watch. People are like, what wrestling do you watch? I watch the stuff from Vice, right, on Vice TV. And they recently...
I like the A&E things,
Now, I watched the Vice ones, the Dark Side of the Ring, and they just came out with Who Killed WCW, right?
Yeah.
And the Who Killed WCW, you watch it, and it just seemed like... a project just to, like, rehabilitate Eric Bischoff. Like, it made Eric Bischoff revisionist history of...
in fairness, Bischoff's been doing a lot of that the last 10 years.
Right, and they let Bischoff tell the story and have most of the control of the story. And if that's the case, like, we need to... Where's the media that was covered? You know, you need certain other people when you do... If you're looking for the true story of what happened from every angle, then you need more than the person who was there. You need the people who were covering the story to explain the information that they had. And like the Who Killed WCW didn't have that. Was there something in this documentary? Did we get the perspective of, all this stuff he's saying probably ain't very accurate?
So you get a Detroit Free Press sports reporter, Washington Post sports reporter. You get Nicole Auerbach, but, like...
Did they tell the other story, or are they just not given enough time, or did they just really not go to them when it... Because, like, this is very disputable.
They present counter-arguments.
Well, good.
So, but it's still not...
But you're not the dominant...
It's not like when you watch a Ken Burns documentary where... Mm-hmm. Or, like, listening to, like... Hardcore History with Dan Carlin, where it's like, there's not, it's almost, it gives, because of FaceTime, it's going to give an uneven weight to Stallions his side.
And his voice is going to be the authority.
Correct.
Because it's his documentary. This is the person. This is what they are saying.
Right. And so there are pushbacks, but it's not given that much weight. And then, like, they kind of, like, go off on a tangent of, like, really the NCAA's the bad guy. And overall, I would say it is worth a watch if you're watching it as a character piece.
Well, I mean, that's what you're watching it to learn more about him and his perspective. You're going to get that. But you may not get any new information.
You're
not going to change your mind necessarily on what you think about Michigan stealing signs.
Yes. And there's also, I will say where you might change your mind is you might leave thinking, all right, Michigan probably crossed a line, but it was like honor amongst thieves. But I've always argued in college sports, it's not the cheating that gets you in trouble. It's the getting caught.
Right.
And so more times than not, it's being sloppy and that almost every NCAA case that I've covered where someone goes down, that's usually where it begins, is someone didn't cover the tracks and they left themselves exposed. All right, this one just came up, and we've got to talk about this. Caleb Williams.
You just made the list!
All right, I'm sending you a tweet right now, and we need to figure out whether or not this is legitimate. So this is from, I would argue, the artist formerly known as Dove Kleiman, because according to most internet speculation, Dove Kleiman, which is like an internet aggregator for the NFL, most people believe the original guy sold his account. And so this is now being aggregated by other people.
I love those conspiracy theories.
And this one seems to be like,
it's legit.
Reporters believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams showcases his new, quote, heart pendant worth $50,000, which he's giving to all of the Bears offensive linemen. For those that cannot pull up the tweet, and if you're driving, don't. But if you can pull up the tweet, I mean, this is straight up, this is truck nuts. This is $50,000 truck nuts that go, I don't know, do you put it on luggage? Whatnot? I mean, it's even... Kevin, when they twist around, it's got the veins and everything.
Oh, jeez.
How is this all?
Because I saw this earlier, like on my feed, and I was like, oh,
"Is this
God,
real?
What is going on with?" I was like, "What is going on with these Twitter ads? What is Elon Musk doing here? Why am I seeing this on my Twitter feed?" But, I think it's possibly real, right?
I think it's possible.
I want to make sure.
I don't know why you would make this up. How would you?
All right, I think it's fake.
You think it's fake?
I think it's fake. I think it's gone around on the internet.
Is it?
It's definitely fake. Yep, this is a fake Dove climbing, might also be a fake Dove climbing. Yep, this Dove climbing, I bet it's K capital I. This one only has 868 followers. Okay.
All right, so we got a fake.
That one was...
Hey, there's going to be lots, there's fake stuff out there.
Yeah.
But, hey, I would believe it's possible that that would be...
I mean...
Something. It's beginning of the season. It's like preseason or playoff type of gift. I don't know.
But wouldn't
be weird. Be weird.
Right, but that's also kind of like Caleb's a little weird. But this is one of the... I think this is also kind of the thing about the internet now. It's like... It's absurd, but it's absurd in a way that you can kind of believe it. You know what I mean? Like, to me, those are kind of the best trolls where it's like... I think what this one speaks to is I think there's a lot of people that want to believe this one. And I think that's kind of what you see. Also, that's another part of the Stallions documentary is the huge part of internet culture's ability to spread it. Because it was a big meme event, whatnot, and like it was one where like the whole internet was getting involved. That was a huge part of it. Let's go with Russell Wilson.
You just made the list.
Yep, the Pittsburgh Steelers have picked their starting quarterback. Russell Wilson will start at quarterback.
He's happy to make the list.
In the Pittsburgh Steelers season opener in Atlanta, Coach Mike Tomlin announced on Wednesday, this according to Brooke Pryor of ESPN. Wilson, who signed a one-year deal with the Steelers in March, entered the offseason in, quote, pole position for the starting position, according to Tomlin. He retained the spot despite a calf injury that sidelined him throughout the majority of the Steelers camp. Justin Fields, whom the Steelers acquired from the Bears in March in a trade for a conditional sixth-round pick, will back up Wilson. All right, so there's a couple of notes that I wanted to discuss. So I have largely taken the position, I'm very much out on Russell Wilson as a quarterback. I think he's washed. I'm out.
Right, I mean, at some point. Yeah, most people got out eventually. I mean, he was great, right? 9 Pro Bowls, Super Bowl.
So... I think
he was great for Seattle.
He was. I also think history might be a little kinder to Pete Carroll, and we might judge.
Really?
Okay. And here would be my argument. And we might judge Belichick a little more harshly. I think what history is going to show is that Pete Carroll did a very good job of getting the best out of Russell Wilson. And it caused friction because Wilson and his camp believed he was something that he probably never was. Wilson has never been a great thrower from the pocket. But when Wilson goes with play action, off script, deep shots, throws one of the prettiest deep balls we've ever seen. He throws that high floater that turns over, beautiful, gorgeous deep ball. But when teams were able to make him throw from the pocket, he largely struggled. And I think what we've realized is all of his best years are always going to be in Seattle. With Belichick, I think what we've realized, even though he won 11 games with Matt Castle, which I would argue is his greatest coaching achievement, also got to the playoffs with Mac Jones. But I do think that we have done the math that the Patriots' greatness, I would, maybe not the first half of it, but certainly the second half of their greatness, it's largely more Tom Brady. And I think Brady going and winning elsewhere helps solidify that. But this was the tweet.
I mean, that's a great point. But, I mean, you're jumping from, Russell. This is Russell Wilson's big day here. And somehow you've jumped to saying that the Patriots are overrated because he. But I do see, I mean.
Kevin, the show, what's rule number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the show has an agenda.
Yeah, there's an agenda here for sure. The agenda is like, dang, let me take this topic here. It's a great day for Russell Wilson. He's finally going to have one more shot at it. Show us that it wasn't. But, I mean, your point about Pete Carroll is very possibly on point. And I don't know about looking back, but I mean, could Pete Carroll be considered underrated? Like, I mean, he was, when he was at USC, I never thought we would say that, but
yeah.
He might be. He might be underrated.
I'm trying to think. Switzer's got both.
Oh, it's a tough account.
I think Jimmy has. I believe Jimmy. Yeah, I think Jimmy Johnson's got both.
Yeah,
Pete Carroll. I think those might be the only three with college and NFL titles. And obviously Harbaugh's trying to do that.
Right.
Harbaugh got to a game, but not a title.
Now, Nick Saban, was he on the list?
Saban did not get there. All right, but here. So I largely thought, though, this was the way that this was likely to play out. And Warren Sharp tweeted it beautifully on Monday. Whoever wins this job is probably likely to get benched in October, and the other guy's going to play no matter what. And to me, it always made more sense.
You're up first. Who wants to start? Who wants to do the first speech? Here, you know, that's what it is.
Well,
right?
It just also makes sense. Like, Wilson's probably going to be more of a malcontent, weirdly, if he doesn't get the gig to start. And you let him play first and see that he's done, whereas Fields is still going to try to have a career post this.
Correct. That's correct. That's right. I mean, because Wilson's got, he's got the name.
Yeah. So this is from Ted Wynn of The Athletic. He's also been on the show before, and I thought this was interesting. 2023 stats from Pro Football Focus. Turnover-worthy plays. Fields, 3.3%. Wilson, 3%. Very similar. Big-time plays. Fields, 5.5%. Wilson was 5.6%. This is in 2023. Pressure to sack rate. Fields, 19.3%. Wilson, 20.6%. So we're largely talking about the exact same player. Also important to note, one was playing with Sean Payton as his offensive coordinator. The other was playing with Luke Getsy. And now I do think Fields is more deserving of blame probably than everyone kind of treated him like a victim. And I'm not necessarily saying that they treated him well, but he clearly wasn't a victim. I don't understand why, if you're trying to make like a true football thing, they both are the exact same player, but one guy can clearly still run and gives you a quarterback run element. I don't get why you wouldn't pick Fields, but where I do get it is if you know realistically neither one of these guys are going to, if you deep down know in your heart neither one of these guys are keeping the job, like you are, to me it seems obvious that you're going to go with Russell Wilson first.
Right. I see that too.
He is such a fascinating case study to me because of this. Can you think of another athlete whose reputation sank like it did without scandal? Like, yes, he had a drop in play.
Right.
But he has no scandal. Like, he's a little corny, a little weird, like a little, you know, whatnot. Like, he doesn't have, like, the world's greatest personality. But it's certainly not, like, you can be fine with your quarterback being like this. Like, he's going to wear the suit, he's going to look the part, everything, whatnot. I cannot think of another athlete that's fallen in the public, like, consciousness like this without some form of scandal.
Well, I mean, it's a tough scandal. He disappeared.
Like, obviously, like Vic, okay.
But he's still, you know, but he is still around, though. So he's going to try to make his big comeback.
Yeah.
Vic was a scandal. He disappeared for, like, I mean, that's, yeah, I wouldn't even compare that. I guess really what you want to look at the quarterback position, it'd be interesting. Can you think of other quarterbacks that were on such a level that he was on? Because Russell Wilson was on. He was.
It's now this interesting question where it's like, he was clearly on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
No doubt about it.
Does he still make the Hall of Fame? And obviously he's still got some career left, but I think his Hall of Fame resume is largely going to be done. Who are other guys? I mean, it wasn't nearly the level of the number of years, the longevity, but like Carson, I always point out whenever anyone wants to do the, you know, CJ Stroud versus Bryce, and listen, I've found myself got a wandering eye for CJ Stroud. At this point, after year one, Carson Wentz was considered the home run. Jared Goff was considered the bust. Like, it can flip, and Carson Wentz is now thought of as a joke. I guess he's kind of in that category, but I would also point out with Wentz, a big part of his story is also injury. Wilson doesn't have a big-time injury history.
Right. And because, I mean, you got a scandal and injury. Yes, he did not. Yeah, I don't think Wilson.
Guys
was,
that came out of the gate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really. To me, it's almost like he kind of has a similar career to like Kawhi, where his peak is very good, but he doesn't have the longevity of the other greats. And it's also like, I mean, it really is interesting how that decision on the RPO to throw the ball rather than hand it to Marshawn Lynch, that seems to be a huge turning point in his career. Because clearly, where I give Pete Carroll credit, and like the coaches took all the blame, but you can clearly tell the locker room didn't blame them. They blamed Russ for the decision to try and throw it. And that's a huge part of it. All right, speaking of quarterbacks, we got some quarterback confidential. We've got the ESPN Top 100. We've got our most underrated, most overrated, everything in between. Let's discuss that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The burning questions about the quarterbacks from ESPN's player survey had avid listener Bill Bracken write in, maybe McNabb. I think the one different McNabb, going back to the last segment of guys that have fallen in the public approval like Russell Wilson has, in terms of, I think, when I say approval, like, I don't think anyone thinks of him as a bad guy. Maybe not someone you want to be friends with, but no one thinks of him as a bad guy. But in terms of your opinion of him as a player has clearly been shaken, McNabb was probably the best one. It's really hard to think of him. Like, I was even trying to go to other sports. It's really difficult. All right, so 103 NFL players were surveyed, and we had several questions, such as the top three current quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks who will have the most successful career, most overrated, most underrated, biggest trash-talking ones. But let's start first with the first one that they started with, which is, who is the greatest of all time?
Survey says.
So of the 103 surveyed, 85 said Tom Brady, 7 said Patrick Mahomes, and then, so I guess, what does that mean? 11 said several other players received votes. Okay. To me, this is still clearly the correct answer.
Right.
Here's where I start to think, when does it get interesting? Because if the standard is always going to be number of championships, so for Brady, that's 7.
See, it just can't be that. But yeah, but if it is that, then that's fine. Yeah.
Because this is fascinating. Now, granted,
because that's what Jordan always had, you know, that correct. You've got like this, if you got this number of championships, I got.
LeBron is never going to beat the 6-for-6 in the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Like, and yes, people that watch know that those are very different things. Like, LeBron, I think, has only been a favorite in the Finals once, maybe twice. And so, and also,
number of championships, but also how you did it.
Correct.
And like Mahomes, like this is a survey. This, who's being surveyed? It's not, obviously not Swifties.
It's all players.
It's not Swifties, it's players.
Correct.
Okay. So we've got
in their first three Super Bowl titles. So Brady doesn't lose his first Super Bowl till his fourth game or his fourth Super Bowl. Mahomes wins one, loses one, wins two. So 18 starts in those playoffs. Remember, we also changed playoff format, so there's an extra game. Mahomes, 15-3 in those playoffs. Brady, 14-2. Each has three rings. Mahomes, 41 passing touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Brady, 20 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Mahomes, 5,135 yards, 67.9% completion percentage, 60.7% completion percentage for Brady, 3,217 yards. So, to me, it's like really tough on, if it's just going to be like pure stats. Well, Mahomes, because of the nature of the game compared to Brady's right. first 3 years, it's a wildly different thing. Does Mahomes have to match number of championships to have a claim to greatest of all time?
I don't think so. It's just so early. It's just so early, right? So you got to have factor in longevity. I think Brady's longevity was pretty amazing.
Part right? of the story, in my opinion.
It's definitely part of being the GOAT, is that you can do it, and you could do it into an age that most people don't even play.
We've never seen it.
Right.
Like, we've seen 40-year-olds start games, but they looked horrific. Right, we've never seen 40-plus-year-olds win Super Bowls.
So to me, part of the longevity, not just the longevity, but the success at the higher age for an athlete in the NFL was an impressive part of it, to go with the championships. That's why you don't just look at the championships. But also, like, but Mahomes can do some, what can he do that Brady didn't do? And he can do that this year, right? He can lead a team to a three-peat. When you're, like, we could see the historic NFL three-peat this season. And if, so if he can come up with different ways that he can say, well, yeah, you may have more championships than me, but I did a three-peat. Or, ooh, a four-peat. That would blow people's mind if we saw a four-peat. That does not happen. You know, and that's a lot of high expectations and probably will not happen. But, like, what can he do? He can do different accomplishments that Brady did not.
You bring up a great point, because this was always a Dan Patrick argument. LeBron was never going to be able to combat 6-0 in the finals. Like, you just can't. Like, there was
especially once you lose.
Correct.
It's like,
correct. Oh. And now, as pointed out, like, more times than not, like, he did not have the better team in the finals. But you're never going to be able to combat that narrative. So you had to start changing the conversation and having a different argument. And Dan Patrick's deal was three championships with three different franchises. Like, that was a different claim.
That's a
different and while...
I'm not as impressive in a way, but correct. For some people, at least you have a different claim. I think for Mahomes, if you get three-peat in the NFL, that is very impressive.
And Brady had the opportunity to do it, couldn't do it.
Right. So he has been unsuccessful
correct.
At that. Because it is realistic, because he's came close. So it is possible.
I think
and
you're
very
right.
close.
I think that's it. You have to start having, if it always just becomes number of championships, well, and Mahomes gets to that, whatever. Like, to me, it's almost like...
He could. I mean, he's...
If Mahomes gets to the same number, I think he's going to have the claim, even though he didn't top him. But he's still going to have the claim, just because I think the other numbers are going to be so gaudy. And then the other thing that Mahomes is going to have is it's flashier the way he does it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge part of it. All right, who are the...
He's got the Swifties behind him. It's going to help.
I'd like to know.
Change the narrative. I mean,
who's
behind Tom Brady? Those 80-year-olds from that movie, 80 for Brady, 80, right?
80 for Brady. Well, Giselle was for a while.
Right.
Yeah. Bridget Moynihan wasn't, but, you know, for a little bit. I want to know, did Amazon write in that contract you break up with Taylor Swift, the $100 million deal's gone? For those that know, the Kelsey's got a $100 million podcast deal. Although I want to see some fine print. There's a lot of vague terms. All right, here we go. The three best quarterbacks in the league, Mahomes, runaway winner, Lamar 2, Burrow 3. I still come back to it. I do not know at this point how you can rank Lamar ahead of Josh Allen. They've gone head-to-head in the playoffs. Josh Allen's never lost. Like,
yeah,
that's a huge part of it. If you want to put Burrow ahead of Allen, that's fine.
It's facts. It's right there. Yeah.
Now, most...
Which is an opinion poll, though.
Correct. And and there is no criteria either. Most overrated quarterbacks.
All right, yes. I like this.
Josh Allen, number one.
Oh, well, how about that?
Tied for second were Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. They'll always be linked together, no matter what. Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, just behind them. I'd argue Kyler may have been overrated. I don't think he's overrated anymore. I just do not understand this idea I think they're maybe related. Josh Allen and Lamar are in the same draft class, and I think if you're a Lamar stan, you're no longer trying to fight the he's better than Mahomes train, but you are trying to fight the he's better than Josh Allen train. And again, every loss Josh has had in the playoffs, you can usually point to someone else. Almost every one of Lamar's losses, you can point to him. This one, though, I did think was also very interesting. Most underrated quarterbacks in the league.
Votes spread out in this one. There's not a true top three consensus.
Correct. And no one got, like, an overwhelming number of votes.
Yeah.
Tied for first? Brock Purdy. So he nearly makes the top three in most overrated, and he makes tied for first in the most underrated with Matthew Stafford.
He's definitely rated. He is definitely rated, yeah.
I was honestly surprised to see Kirk Cousins on the list. I would think the opinion in the league, I thought Cousins would fall into the category of executives, roster types would like him better than players do, but he still gets a decent amount of respect from players. Goff also tied with Kirk Cousins, as was Jordan Love and Bryce Young. I do keep coming back to, I think the narrative on Bryce Young has swung too far because that team was so god-awful, but I am very, very worried that he is in David Carr zone, in which he gets to a bad franchise and he gets broken, and there, you just never have a chance. Best trash-talking quarterbacks. One of these was not a surprise. One of them I thought was a little surprising, and one I was surprised to see not get as high. Josh Allen, number one.
Or maybe that's why he's number one on overrated.
There's definitely something to that. The least surprising one on here, number two, Baker Mayfield. I mean, you can feel Baker talking trash through the screen. Like, that's all. More times than not, I feel like Baker wants to play football just to talk trash. Aaron Rodgers at three. I've always kind of thought as Aaron Rodgers is smug, not really wanting to talk trash. Mahomes came in at 11. I thought Joe Burrow would be higher because Burrow's even mentioned like part of him wanting to play. Like he thrives on the.
What, he got the fifth most votes?
I think. CJ Stroud surprised me a little bit. Rookie talking that S. I like that. And then we got the who are the top vote getters for the rookie quarterback who will have the most successful career? One, Caleb Williams. Two, Jaden Daniels. Three, J.J. McCarthy. Four was Michael Penix. And Bo Nix was five. The guy that was drafted third, Drake May, did not appear on ballots. So one and two were the same guys as one and two in the draft. Yeah. J.J., and they were by a wide margin. It was close between Daniels and Williams, but Williams takes the cap. I think if you've just seen three preseason games, I think that's kind of how you have to do it. Although with J.J., I don't know. He was going against the second team, but to me, that was kind of how I thought you had to do it. All right, when we come back, we tell your story right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Tell Your Story, I want to go to one of my friends in coaching, coached here for a year, Southern Miss head coach Will Hall, said the Kentucky kickoff return specialist, Barrion Brown, from Innsworth, by the way, is the best player he's ever coached against. He also noted that he's also coached against Tyreek Hill. Don't tell the story. Tell your story. That's respecting the opponent. That's good coach speak week one. Will Hall ready for week one. My thanks go to David Cobb for joining the program. Missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Are you looking to save on gas? Well, we gossip covered at Gossip Kia on the Pike with 41 in Beachy Highway and your new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $37.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2024 Kia EV9 Light with 0% APR available for 48 months. Or get 304 EPA estimated range for $389 a month. $49.99 due at signing. All 24-month lease. Plus, you always get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online 24-7, 365 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett.
$650 acquisition fee, $20,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE794066, MSRP 21820, EV9 R60 29603, MSRP 61035. Lease terms include all rebates and incentives, and PF695 includes tax, title, license, registration, and fees. Must finance through Hyundai with approved credit, valid through 8/31/24, dealer stock only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.